This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
We don't have a comprehension and an understanding of how deep God's love is. It's so deep that you can hardly escape it. Yeah. And the only thing you're going to be able to do eventually is abandon yourself in that love. It's so deep that your craziest crazy won't ever be able to stop its operation.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere with our state-of-the-art, custom-designed app. The new Creflo Dollar Ministries app gives you unlimited access to numerous features. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages and more. The app puts you right in the sanctuary with live streaming of services. To get connected via the new Creflo Dollar Ministries app, visit creflodollarministries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Ooh, it's time we live a new life. Ooh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32. You ought to have a dent there by now. Daniel 11, 32. We've been talking about, you know, this intimate presence of God. We spoke a lot about last week learning how to valuing knowing God. And we got into something last week that I really want to dig a little deeper in. We were talking about experiencing the love of God. And a lot of times when you talk about the love of God, you have so many Christians who they really think they got it because they think this is talking about how much you love God. And it gives you an opportunity to kind of gloat a little bit about, I love God. But that's not all. That's not it at all. We're missing the whole context of what he's trying to show with that love. And he's talking about how much you believe that love, how much you believe it. And a lot of times Christians say they believe it, but then when you look at their actions, they're not believing at all. When you're walking around carrying care, you're not believing the love of God. When you walk around wondering when you're going to be defeated, that's not believing the love of God. When you believe the love of God, you say, I believe God's love for me. That's why I know I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be delivered. This is going to be fine. This is going to work out. And God wants to hear that rehearsed and coming out of our mouth. I believe that God loves me. I believe that God loves me. You know, there's a situation, I don't recall exactly who I heard this from, but there was a mental institution where there were some pretty deranged people there. I mean, they were pretty much gone, put there, committed there, never to be discharged. And this dear brother just kind of, you know, one by one invited them in for their sessions, but they didn't understand anything. And so he just decided to take that session and sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And a couple of weeks and nothing happened. But then eventually some of those patients start coming in, and one of them came in and he just started singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. And before you know it, he's on the unit singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. And then all of a sudden, a great portion of that unit began to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. That's all. And something miraculous happened. They started getting better. As they continued singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. And something miraculous continued to happen. They started getting discharged. People who were never supposed to be discharged. Somebody said, what happened? There's something about when you release your faith in the love of God for you. There were no gigantic revelations being shared. Nobody laid hands on anybody. It was a recognition and an acceptance that Jesus loved me. And while their mind was a little messed up, their spirit received that message. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And this is for every Christian who thinks that you got to get deep with God to get something to happen. A little children's song that was full of truth. Jesus loves me. This I know. And they came and asked and said, well, what did you do? He said, I just started singing Jesus loves me, this I know to them, and it ministered to their spirit. In some of the roughest times of my life, when I couldn't figure out what to do or how to get out of this situation, I remembered that testimony and would just simply say, Jesus loves me. This I know. I may not know a lot, but I know this. He loves me. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. You want to run the devil away from your situations? Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Oh, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost in that place, in this place right now. Amen. Daniel chapter 11, 32 says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God, those people who know their God, who know him as far as a knowing of him, having a knowledge of him, and then knowing him experientially. And the only way you can experience God is through his love. And to know him, he says, they shall be strong and do exploits. Exploits are amazing feats, deeds, noteworthy or extraordinary acts of achievement, humanly unacceptable or unaccomplishable, excuse me, and naturally unattainable. Someone says, how can that happen? It's when you slide out of the way and have faith in the love of God, these exploits start taking place. You're going to be strong because you have something that people are looking over and not paying attention to and trying to get something deeper, you know, more. And you've come to the place where you're saying, I have all I need right now. I have the experience of his love. And I have faith that no matter what happens in my life, Jesus loves me. And because Jesus loves me, this is going to be all right. Jesus loves me, and because Jesus loves me, that promise is going to come to pass. Jesus loves me, and because he loves me, I'm going to be all right. Sometimes we get so deep, we pass over the simple and the most powerful things in search of how we can do these exploits. And I'm convinced that they that know their God, and my question this morning is, do you know your God, or do you just know about your God? I'm no longer interested in how much I know about God. I've exchanged my knowledge about God for knowing him and experiencing his love and experiencing that fellowship with him. That in the midst of those situations and circumstances that come up in my life, I know God. I know him. Why do I know him? I spend time with him. I talk to him and he talks right back to me. I have confidence in what he tells me. I can believe what he promised me because I know he loves me. So you have to understand that the number one tack of the devil is going to be to try to convince you that God doesn't love you. God doesn't care. It's God who did that. It's God that made that happen. You hear uninformed people tell you, God's trying to show you something. That's why he did that. That's why you had the car wreck. That's why you got sick. They don't know God at all. Because when you know God, you know that's not a part of his character. When you know God, you don't have that kind of impression of God. But when you have a wrong impression of God, you'll blame him for the wars. You'll blame him for your lack. You'll blame him for the divorce. You'll blame him for losing the job. You'll blame him for all that. But when you know God and situations happen, you can say, I don't know all about what just happened, but there's one thing I do know. God loves me. Hallelujah. And so they that know their God, how? Through an intimate, personal relationship. and an experience of that love. That's what he's talking about here. They that know their God, you're going to be strong because you know God. You're going to be strong because you know God. You're going to be strong not only because you know God, but you've experienced his love. I want you to think for a moment. How many times has God delivered you out of a ditch? Lord, have mercy. You understand what I'm saying? I want you to think for a moment. How many times has God rescued you from a mental attack? You know, where your thoughts are distracted so, and you're going nuts with all these crazy thoughts that the enemy's bringing in. And because he can see down the street around the corner and you can't, you have to fight the doubt. You have to fight all of that. God, I know you're real, but this is crazy. I'm hurting. I'm messed up. And then he showed up and did something that you can't even explain. See, I'm asking for you to have a flashback. I don't want to sit around and hear about your explanations of how much you know. I don't want to know your Greek and Hebrew explanations, and all you can ever do is explain something to me. I want to know. I want to walk with him. I want to talk with him. I want to know him. So when something shows up, you know, there's some people that try to show me scriptures and say, no, you're wrong. And I'm like, oh, I know it. I know. I don't know about that scripture you just showed me. I got to read the whole context because most likely you took it out of context. But what I do know is that's not God. That's not the God that I talk to every day. That's not the God that rescued me out of a pit. That's not the God that healed my body. That's not the God that gave me provision when I didn't know where the money was going to come from. That's not the God that gave me peace in the midst of a hard time. I might not understand that scripture, but I know him, and I know that's not him.
I said I wasn't going to holler today.
I also said I wasn't going to cry today. But I know him. I'm just trying to get everybody else to understand what I'm saying. Your knowledge without knowing God is no good. Why have the knowledge about him and not know him? Are you listening to me? Experiencing God's love. Let's look at that just for a moment. Experiencing God's love. Let's look at the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 through 20 in the NLT. I just want to read that again before I get started. The experience of his love is when God shows up and he pours the results of his love on your life. And here's the thing that I realize, that you don't have to be saved to experience God's love. I bet you everybody in here has an experience of God's love before you got saved. That's one of the reasons you saved. Because you experience his love, and you're like, there got to be a God, and wherever he is, I got to worship him. Look at this, verse 16. I pray that from this glorious unlimited resources, from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. So now I'm looking for that empowerment. We all have it who are born again because the Holy Spirit, Romans 5 and 5, has poured the love of God on the inside of our spirits. Verse 17. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts. That gets me every time. Christ desires to be at home in me. Christ desires to be at home in you. Well, what is Christ? Somebody said Jesus' last name. No, it's not. and it's the Anointed One. The Anointed One and his anointing desires to reside on the inside of my heart. He says, now how can that happen? As you trust in him. Do you trust God this morning? Or are you pretending to trust God, or you know, because you got a t-shirt that says I'm a Christian? Do you trust him? Do you trust God this morning? I mean, what is this about? Is this about the obligation to come to church so I can fulfill my quota for the week? And then once you fulfilled your quota for the week, you go home and you trust every system except God. I tell you, these systems are gonna fail. The systems that you've trusted all of your life will no longer work. Why? You're going to have to decide whether you're going to trust yourself, whether you're going to trust the government, whether you're going to trust the systems, or whether you're going to trust a God who will never fail you. I've decided to trust God. Some stuff getting ready to open and happen, and I don't plan on rocking with none of that. I'm going to rock with Jesus. I'm going to rock with Him. Look what He says. Verse 18, He says, and may you have the power to understand. This is awesome. Listen to this. May you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep His love is. His love is not like ours, fluctuating. His love is not like ours, so hurt you can't figure out how to do it. He says, look at the next part of the next verse. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. He says, I want you to experience love that's too great for you to fully understand. Here's what I believe He's saying. You can understand this love to a certain point, but for human beings, it goes way deeper than that point. There's some things you don't think God would ever forgive, and there are some people you'll think there ain't no way in the world they can get to heaven. But you don't know how deep this love is. It's deep. It's deeper than our love. We don't have a comprehension and an understanding of how deep God's love is. It's so deep that you can hardly escape it. Yeah. And the only thing you're going to be able to do eventually is abandon yourself in that love. It's so deep that your craziest crazy won't ever be able to stop its operation. Be careful how you judge who's going to heaven and who not. Because I can guarantee you, three things you're going to see in heaven. You're going to look around and you're going to see somebody that you thought was not going to make it. Then you're going to look around and see some people you knew would be there. And then you're going to look around and say, thank God I made it. But I can guarantee you, you're going to see some people that you didn't think were going to make it. Well, He killed somebody. How He get in? So did Moses. So did David. And David was a peeping Tom, too. You better be careful, because God's love is too deep. It doesn't reside on this human level. Oh, and I'm glad about it. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't even want to think about where I would be. You either. It's deep. It's deep. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on everybody that's ever mistreated you. Have mercy on anybody that's ever stolen from you. Have mercy on anybody that's ever broke your heart in a million pieces. Have mercy on them, Lord. Not get them back, or I want revenge, or kill them. Don't be like Jonah. Jonah got mad at God because God promised, I'm going to destroy Nineveh. And then he changed his mind because they all repented and went on a fast. And God said, oh, my God, I done changed my mind. And Jonah like, what? Oh, man, no, just go kill me. Just kill me. He was mad and unwilling to forgive because God showed them mercy. Sounds like some of us, huh? God has forgiven us over and over and over and over, and you still can't find it in your heart to forgive somebody. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 20 in the TPT. We'll put it up for you. It's the Passion Translation. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power. So he's able to do this. He said, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you. That's love. And accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, more than your most unbelievable dream, and he will exceed your wildest imagination. Let me let you in on a secret. God loves when we believe big. Some of y'all got that little teeny weeny broke kind of believing. Well, I believe for a little bit first. He loves when you believe big because he's ready to exceed, hallelujah, your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. I ain't going around believing big, and I'm not going around and believing cheap. I'm not believing small and cheap. I'm gonna believe big and extravagant. And God's like, that's my boy. That's my boy. That's my boy. Quit believing God for little. God is a big God, and he's ready to do some big, extraordinary things in your life, but he's waiting for you to believe. That's how big his love is. Now, let's get into this a little bit here. Verse 19, Paul is speaking about experiencing God's love in a way that is infinitely greater than mere intellectual knowledge. We thought, well, that's what it is. We got to know some more. We have to have intellectual knowledge. Of course, that's the door. That's the place we begin, but it's not the place we stop, just the obtaining of mere intellectual knowledge. He says, when you experience God's love, you will be filled with all the fullness of God. What happens is when you experience God's love and you believe God's love, something transformative begins to take place in your life. See, we're working on keeping all the rules to change rather than experiencing his love, and he'll help you keep all the rules and change you. Experiencing his love, experiencing him. We keep trying to be like God without God. Experiencing him. And then all of a sudden, people around you, they see more than somebody who knows about God. They sense you know God. When you come up to the house, their atmosphere changes. When you open their mouth, they feel the anointing. People that are not born again, you get around some of those people and you know God intimately, they get chill bumps. I had a guy come in my house, and we were close friends, but hadn't seen him in a while. And he came in the house and sat down. And I just looked at him and I said, what's going on? He started shaking. And then he just broke down and started crying. I knew what it was. He had gotten so far away from the presence of God, when he came back to it, it started impacting him. Until finally a grown man was just crying. I said, what's wrong? And then he just started preaching. Anytime somebody walk in your house and they're not quite right, they ought to feel a little uncomfortable. The visit either needs to be transformative or short.
Are you doing things to try to feel God's love? In his series, How to Experience the Love of God, Creflo Dollar reveals that we don't have to jump through hoops to feel God's love, only believe.
You got to believe God loves you when it doesn't look good. When you believe the love of God, you say, I believe God's love for me. That's why I know I'm gonna be healed. I'm gonna be delivered. This is gonna be fine. This is gonna work out. And God wants to hear that rehearsed and coming out of our mouth. I believe that God loves me. Quit believing God for little. God is a big God, and he's ready to do some big, extraordinary things in your life, but he's waiting for you to believe. That's how big his love is.
Go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Or call the number on your screen to claim your copy of all three of these life-changing messages for a love gift of only $20 or more, plus shipping and handling. Walk in God's love today.
World Changers Church International. Easter is near, and we can't wait to experience the presence of God together as we thank Him for the ultimate sacrifice.
For you to think that your behavior is greater than what the blood of Jesus did, you really think that your unrighteous behavior is strong enough to undo what He sealed in His blood?
Join us for our Easter celebration on Sunday, April 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are. Tune in through the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app, mobile app, YouTube, or Facebook. Or if you're in the Atlanta area, join us in person.
There are things that God is hovering on in our lives, and He wants us to invite Him, to involve Him, to allow Him to interfere in our everyday affairs.
Gather your family and set your reminder. We can't wait to worship with you.
Have you ever wondered how the financial support from our viewers makes a difference in people's lives? We receive testimonies every day from people whose lives have been shattered by natural disasters, failed marriages, bankrupt businesses, and so on. They share how our outreach efforts and messages about God's grace have changed their lives in a tangible way. And for that, we give God all the glory. Today, I invite you to prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. We know you'll be empowered to see real change in others and prosper in your own life.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. Don't miss a service and catch up on the latest messages from Creflo and Taffy Dollar, like No More Worries, Overcoming Uncertainty, and countless other life-changing series streaming on the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app.
Where do you find yourself when you now live by the faith of what Jesus has done? You find yourself in, watch this, rest.
When Jesus came, the striving was to end. He says, enter into my ease.
Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store, search Creflo Dollar Ministries, and download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.